Today, we are talking about the Rosary.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner and everything in between. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Laura here from What Laura Likes. If you are new, welcome. Make sure before you do anything else, if you subscribe. We are talking about the Rosary today. I'm really excited. If you have been following me on Instagram, which if you haven't, why not? But if you have, you know that I had just finished The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. And I have also joined the confraternity of the Holy Rosary, which means that me, along with anyone else who joins, is tasked with praying the rosary every day, ideally at least an entire rosary once a week, but really a daily rosary is the goal. And then, of course, if you can pray the entire rosary one day, that's even better. So what I wanted to do is just kind of talk from my heart about some of the things that I learned in the past few weeks about the rosary, why I have become so on fire for the rosary. I want everyone to pray the rosary. So I just want to talk about kind of some of the things I've learned. I don't have any notes because I thought this would just be easier for everybody if I just kind of popped on here and spoke. So St. Louis de Montfort is one of those saints that has been really known for the rosary. He also is really known for consecrating your heart, yourself to Jesus through Mary. And so he has a consecration book. I think it's called The Devotion to the Holy Mother. So that's what he's known for. He definitely deeply loved the rosary. In his book, The Secret of the Rosary, which I highly, highly recommend everybody read, it will make you so on fire for the rosary. But he talks about its history, also how we should pray it, why we should pray it, stories of those people who have prayed it and who have also propagated the devotion to the rosary. So I'm just going to walk you through what I remember from the book. And then, of course, I'm going to encourage each of you to get your own copy. So the rosary consists of three main prayers. You have the Our Father, you have the Hail Mary, and you have the Glory Be. So traditionally, the rosary was made up of 15 decades total, but a rosary is 5 decades. And the rosary is consisted of the Our Father, which we know Jesus gave us. It's there in Matthew, where Jesus gave us Our Father, and he said, this is the way we pray, right? And then the Hail Mary was actually called the Angelic Salutation, and the Hail Mary originally in the church consisted of just the first half of the Hail Mary. So, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Those two sections of the rosary come from both St. Gabriel and St. Elizabeth, all biblical. So that was the Hail Mary. Then at some point in the future, and I can't remember the date, the church added on the second half where we ask for Mary's intercession. We know that Jesus has shared his role of mediator with his mother. It's all over early church. It's all over the saints. Any kind of vision anyone's had, any kind of conversation anyone's had with Jesus, he's constantly saying, my mother is the mediatrix. Even in my favorite book right now, which is In Sinu Jesu, which probably just totally butchered that name, Mary and Jesus both come to this Benedictine monk and say, Mary's the mediatrix. I want everyone to pray to Mary. It makes me very happy when you become more holy through my mother. So that's a bit of a side note. So anyway, so the second half of the Hail Mary, if you don't know, is Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's the full Hail Mary. Glory be is also called a doxology, and it goes like this. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Talking about the Holy Trinity, talking about how it's always existed, how it always will exist. God is one being, but three persons. All right, so the rosary was given in its current form to Saint Dominic, and Mother Mary came and said, look, I want you to pray the rosary this way. I want you to say, to announce a mystery, then to say an Our Father, and to say a 10 Hail Marys, and then to say a Glory Be at the end, and to keep going. And then we know that at Fatima, she actually added on to the rosary the Jesus prayer. I don't know if there's a specific prayer, but it goes like this. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. So that's added on after every Glory Be now, during, like, after your decades. I'm actually planning on doing some live rosaries in the future, but for now, what I want to say is that's just like your general prayers of the rosary. Now, the rosary is actually a meditation on the Gospels. So that's why traditionally we have three sets of mysteries. We have the joyful mysteries, which has to do with the beginning, like the incarnation and the beginning of Jesus' life. Then we have the sorrowful mysteries, which is his passion and death. And then we have his glorious mysteries, which is his ascension, and as well as Mary's assumption and coronation. So it's this lovely, as St. Louis de Montfort says, rosebush, and the different mysteries represent the different parts of the rosebush. You know, you have the little buds, which are the joyful mysteries. You have the thorns, which are the sorrowful mysteries. And then you have the glorious full roses, which are the glorious mysteries. Now, there's so much I could say about the rosary. I think I'm just going to keep moving forward with, through the book at this point. St. Dominic was told to preach the rosary, which literally means that as a priest, during his homilies, he was supposed to literally almost, I think it was like every single time he had a homily, he would always bring up the rosary and beg people to pray it and teach people how to pray it and talk about the mysteries and talk about the virtues that are found in each mystery. And you could talk about the rosary your entire life and never probably crack the fullness of this devotion. So St. Dominic was actually able to convert, I think it's the Albigense, I'm not going to be able to say it. The people that he was trying to convert, he was able to through the rosary. There's so many graces that come from the rosary. And then, unfortunately, the confraternity, those who had been praying the rosary, fell away. That's when actually the plagues happened in Europe. And St. Louis de Montfort says that's actually because people stopped praying the rosary. So then you have Blessed Alan de la Roche, who received visions from Mary. And he was told he was supposed to continue propagating the rosary and restart up the confraternity and really preach the rosary again. And there are all these blessings that came from it. From that day forward, we've had, you know, Catholics who are out there really talking about the rosary. And it's so funny because so many people think, oh, that's just what old ladies pray. St. Louis de Montfort talks a lot about how more intellectuals of the Catholic faith tend to shy away from the rosary. And he says that that's so wrong because you can look at it as basic because anyone can pray the rosary. You don't have to be intelligent to pray the rosary. He talks about you don't have to be learned. You know, you just have to pray with a good heart and pray these prayers that every Catholic knows, you know, the Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be. But there's so much depth there. It's not beyond anyone who is intellectual to pray the rosary, and to scorn the rosary, oh my goodness, has consequences. There are so many stories. His book is full of stories. So a couple that I want to touch on are going to both talk about propagating the rosary and the blessings that come from that, as well as how to pray the rosary. So the first story I remember is about this, I think it was a king, and he had this huge rosary and he wore it on the side of his, you know, clothing. And he himself, I think, had only prayed one rosary in his entire life, maybe, or none. But he wore this really big rosary. And because he wore it, many of the subjects, prayed the rosary because they probably were assuming he was praying it. He was obviously a proponent of the rosary. So he gets really sick and he goes, you know, he doesn't quite die, but he dies for a minute. He goes to heaven. And so there's a scale, right? And so they're piling up all of his sins. And then on the other side, Mary takes that big, huge rosary and places it on the other side of the scale and tips. All his sins are up here, and that rosary, just that rosary beads themselves that he wore, completely outweighed any of his sins. And she says, I'm really, really happy that you have propagated the rosary. However, I'm going to give you a few more years to live. I want you to pray the rosary every day. So he came back immediately became a devotee to the rosary, had everybody in his court praying the rosary, and I'm pretty sure we can all assume that after he did pass away, he went straight to heaven because it's so, so pleasing to Jesus and Mary to pray the rosary. You know, Mary is our advocate and she will be there in our particular judgment. That's another story, but it's true. The other story is how to pray the rosary. So there were these three sisters. And they were told as their penance at confession that they were to all pray the rosary every day for a year. So on the anniversary of their 1 year rosary, Mary showed up first to the eldest daughter, and she was wearing this the most, and I think there's actually a couple saints, like St. Catherine and another saint with her, and they all had on these beautiful, gorgeous gowns. They looked at, you know, this eldest daughter, and they said, thank you so much for these beautiful gowns, because every time you prayed a rosary well, you just knitted together this fabulous, beautiful gown, and I'm so thankful for you. Then she came to the middle daughter about an hour later. And the middle daughter is like, why are you? And she's wearing a different gown. It was like, it's a blue, it was green, and it wasn't quite as, it didn't have like some gold words on the, I can't remember what the words were. I think it maybe just said Mary, but there wasn't any writing on her dress. And so the middle daughter was like, well, why is your dress different? She goes, well, you prayed the rosary well, but you didn't quite pray it as well as your sister. And so my dress is different, but thank you. And then she comes to the youngest daughter, and we don't know the ages of these children, and she's wearing rags. She's wearing rags, and they're just tattered and brown, and the littlest daughter is so appalled. And Mary says, thank you for my gown. And the youngest daughter says, oh my gosh, I am so sorry, and begs her for another chance. And so Mary says, I will give you another year. I want you to pray the rosary well. So then they all three pray the rosary for another year, and Mary comes back and she's just resplendent wearing this beautiful gown. And I literally think actually she that night took them to heaven. They immediately became ill and they went straight to heaven. And it was quite a story. I know that there are those, and I think I was one of them, who say just praying the rosary is important, right? Just getting it done. Okay, ignore what I said because I was ignorant. St. Louis de Montfort says a single Hail Mary said well is better than a whole rosary said poorly. So yes, we are all in different places on our journey walk. And yes, the devil is going to try to make it to where you are annoyed that you have to pray the rosary, that he's going to try to tell you not to pray it because it is the spiritual weapon, right? He does not want you praying it. It's very, very, very powerful. And Father Ripberger has videos on this. I'll pin them down below. But the rosary is a spiritual weapon. It is the spiritual weapon. And Mary has even said that. And all those things are contained in that Secret of the Rosary book by St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort says, ideally, you are praying the rosary on your knees. It's just the way it is, right? That is our position of prayer. And you're saying it slowly, which I know sometimes can be painful because it feels like it takes forever. It's going to take about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes to pray 5 decades well, especially because you know, there's a couple extra prayers, and I don't know about you, but the way I was trained to pray the rosary, I always pray for the intentions of our Holy Father at the end, so that's an extra 3 prayers, but it's 25 minutes. So think about your day. What are you doing for 25 minutes that you could be spending on your knees for Mary, ultimately for Jesus, instead of what you're doing? So if you are on social media for 25 minutes a day, if you watch a half-hour show in the evening, if you are sleeping in for 25 minutes a day, like, even if you can't pray the rosary every day on your knees, it's the ideal, okay? Because the way we say the rosary is the way we honor Jesus and Mary. And it's just an important thing to always give Jesus and Mary our best selves, not our tired selves, not our angry selves. I mean, definitely pray the rosary if you're in those states because it brings a lot of comfort and peace. And St. Pope John Paul II talked about that a lot as well. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. So what I've been doing now is I pray the rosary right here on the edge of my bed on my knees so that I actually can lean on my bed if I need to, a bit like a pew. And then I have one of these little portfolios. And so it has the 15 traditional mysteries in art form so that you can keep your thoughts on the specific mystery. Another way to keep your mind on the specific mystery is to say after the word Jesus something that has to do with a mystery. So the way Edward Srie explained it was that if you're in the second sorrowful mystery and Jesus is being scourged at the pillar, You say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who was scourged at the pillar. Holy Mary, Mother of God. So you can link on some kind of phrase, and there are websites that suggest phrases or books that suggest phrases, but this is a way to keep yourself focused on the mystery, because the rosary is both an oral prayer but also an internal meditation. And so you need to kind of keep those gospels in mind while you are praying that rosary. After listening to St. Louis de Montfort, I feel so compelled to share the rosary with as many people as I can. If you don't have a rosary, there are apps you can use, but I highly suggest going and getting yourself a rosary. They're not very expensive. One last thing I want to address real fast is that if you have been following me on Instagram, I raised a question about the Luminous Mysteries. I just the other day kind of retracted what I had said. I do think there's a lot of value in the Luminous Mysteries. Saint Pope John Paul was so incredibly devoted to Our Lady and to the Rosary, and he clearly had read St. Louis de Montfort. He knows what he said. He knows why, you know, the whole idea of three being such a powerful number. Yes, he added a fourth set of mysteries, but I think that if you do pray the Rosary every day, the schedule actually works out very, very beautifully, where Monday is joyful, Tuesday is sorrowful, Wednesday is glorious, Thursday is luminous, Friday is sorrowful, Saturday is joyful, and then Sunday is glorious. So I have said a lot of things in this video. I have no idea how long this is going to be, but God bless you all. Please let me know down below your thoughts on the rosary. If you pray every day, if you struggle to pray the rosary, just keep persevering. Keep persevering. Even the intention to pray, God looks on that as a very positive thing. He really loves that, even the intention to pray. And trust me, the more you pray the rosary, the better you'll get, the more your soul will crave the rosary and crave that time spent thinking about Jesus, because that is, you know, even though they're the Hail Mary, and I wish I could get into this in this video, but even though it's called the Hail Mary, it's all about Jesus. And I'm also going to pin down below at least two encyclicals that St. Pope John Paul II wrote about the rosary, and I know I'm going to read them after listening to Edwards III, so I hope that you will take a minute and read those as well, because he has some amazing things to say about Our Lady and the Rosary. So with that, God bless. I'll see you guys really soon, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye.
You have been listening to a podcast by What Laura Likes. Make sure, if you haven't already, to check out the community. It is growing so fast, and there's so much good dialogue. There's exclusive videos, there's live Zoom meetings, there's so much content in there, resources for you, active conversation between different Catholic women all striving to become saints through their vocation. It's only $5 a month or $60 for the entire year. And if you cannot afford that, please email me. Also, if you like this content, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review. It's so, so helpful to get this out in front of other eyes. And you can learn more about me at whatlauralikes.com. And there is, of course, a YouTube video that correlates with this if you want to see me talk to the camera. I'll talk to you real soon. Pax Christi.